Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting at least five people were killed following clashes between anti-government protesters and authorities in Baghdad on Saturday. Later, two rockets landed in the city's highly fortified green zone. As Edward Uranian reports, tens of thousands of Iraqis had taken to the streets to protest corruption in the Iraqi government.
Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr after reports they were trying to advance in the direction of the iconic green zone, where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. In later skirmishes, live ammunition reportedly was used, although it was not clear who was doing the firing. Baghdad Governor Ali al-Tamimi said in a statement that four people were killed and 320 wounded in the clashes that ensued as protesters dispersed following a call by Sadr to pull back. Baghdad Security Operations Command also reported that one of its men was killed and seven wounded. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least seven people died and several others were wounded in a suicide car bombing Saturday in Afghanistan's Helmand province. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the attack near a bank in the provincial capital of Lashkargah was aimed at an Afghan National Army convoy. The victims were collecting their salaries when the bomber hit a military vehicle with his explosives-laden car outside the bank. Soldiers and civilians were among those killed and wounded. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels on Saturday pushed into the Islamic State stronghold town of Al-Bab in northern Syria. Monitors said the rebel force, the mainstay in the Turkey-backed Euphrates Shield campaign, gained control of a hospital as it entered the western edges of the town as part of a multi-sided push to crush the Islamic State. Witnesses reported fierce fighting at Al-Bab, about 40 kilometers south of the Turkish border. Separately, Russia's foreign ministry said that Syrian government troops, backed by Russian airstrikes, had liberated the nearby town of Tadef, described in a ministry statement as Islamic State's most reinforced position near the city of Al-Bab. U.S. President Donald Trump has promised that the country's immigration system will not be used as a tool to advance the cause of foreign terrorists. In his weekly media address, the president said that his number one priority is protecting the American homeland.
We will not allow our generous system of immigration to be turned against us as a tool for terrorism and truly bad people. We must take firm steps today to ensure that we are safe tomorrow.
Trump's remarks came as his administration considers a brand new order on immigration. That's after an appeals court unanimously ruled against reinstating his executive order that barred refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. On Twitter Saturday morning, the president also predicted that the cost estimates of constructing a wall along the southern border the U.S. shares with Mexico would drop dramatically. That's an apparent response to a Homeland Security report that said the estimate had tripled to nearly $22 billion. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe mixed business with pleasure on the second day of their multi-day summit. Trump and Abe played golf with former U.S. Open champion Ernie Els of South Africa Saturday at Trump National Golf Course near the president's Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach. The president and prime minister later had a working lunch and are expected to have dinner with members of the Japanese delegation at Trump's estate late Saturday. The two leaders returned to Washington on Sunday. And a legend in the Japanese comic art of manga, Jiro Taniguchi, has died at the age of 69. Taniguchi achieved an international following with such works as The Summit of the Gods and The Magic Mountain. He was hailed for exquisite line drawing and intricately constructed landscapes. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.